Yep, that's right, pussies. Listen, just like we always say, we stand by what we say. What Brennan said last night was absolutely out of character. What a bomb of a show. What a fucking terrible show that he put on. We don't do pussy stuff, and I promised you guys that we'd go live every day in the month of March. So Brennan can spout all his lies about a Ray roast that he didn't even host, to be honest with you guys. And unlike you fucking clowns who have to have puppets on to make content, you know, I got real friends because other people have real jobs. Hashtag real jobs. So, Kaiser, what's up? What's going on? Listen, Kaiser, it's probably your first time on Ski Mask Collective, seeing the fellas. Everybody wants to know what's going on behind the scenes. Well, this is what's going on behind the scenes. It's real people, real characters. Kaiser, how big's your dick?
No less than 10, buddy.
Well, I have seen it. I have to say, I have seen your cock. You know, you whipped it out in front of myself and a couple of other guys, and you got a low-hanging member. It hangs pretty...
Yeah, more than once. More than once.
That's correct. And so you also love to fish... you'd love to throw legs up. I mean, there's a lot going on. I basically have to go live today as, you know, the only thing. There's not much to cover because, frankly, MLC is just absolute garbage. So, yeah, I'm an OG. I'm an OG, motherfuckers. And, I'm just reading some of these comments here before we get into the nitty-gritty. Yeah, there's nothing good. Exactly. Just like I expected. We got 21 live viewers, which will quickly be 222 in a mere matter of moments. So what's going on? You've been laying some pipe?
Daily, buddy. I'm pretty sure that's what the doctor wrote the prescription for. Drinking cold beers.
You're drinking cold beer. The doctor wrote your prescription for laying pipe?
Yes.
Now, what do you mean?
I'm just trying to follow doctor's orders. You know what I mean?
All right. Now I know where you're getting at. All right. So you also been working on some music stuff.
Hello?
Somebody knocking on my door? Hold on. Keep the show going.
Well, I don't know what's going on around here.
Gotta be a host.
So, yeah, I'm playing some music. I've been making music, something new called the Southern Fret. You can look us up on Facebook. It's a new page. Getting ready to start doing some open mics and stuff. That's exciting. Drinking lots of cold beers. That's always exciting. Speaking of that.
Thank God I didn't have to pull out my fucking mini crossbow on those cocksuckers. Yeah, sing, you gay boy. Yeah, no, yes, Poppy's right, or Poopy, whoever this clown is. I did give my address out on Saturday, so I've had a lot of weird packages, unlike the one that's swinging between my legs, come to my door. I've had random things happen, so... I mean, of course, I would. Why wouldn't I expect that? That's why I don't plan a live show. I mean, folks, listen, I'm a little tired. But, you know, I made a promise to you guys that I would be going live every day in the month of March, either myself or Jim Stansel, of course. Dr. Chow, would you like the link? Because Dr. Chow's a great reader. I see him here in the chat. I don't know if you can see the chat where you're doing your show from. Kaiser, what should we call you? Because I just, trust me, don't put out your fucking name on here.
Kaiser, Big Rick, whatever floats, man.
Big Rick, whatever floats. Yeah, it does say that you're Big Rick on here. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was knocking on my door. That was weird.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, that was me. But I got a crossbow right here. I'm ready. Yeah, I got an SKS right over there. It's ready also. That's hilarious. Chow can't ever come on anymore. I don't know what's going on with that. But this is what we do. This is fun. We're having a ball. There's some stuff you wanted to yell at me about. There's a big argument you and I had years ago. Now, listen, we have thousands and thousands of fans. Thousands. Of course,
I think it's time we settle this tonight.
It's time we settle it.
Let the fans decide, dude. Let the fans decide.
One second. Big guys, just so you know, if I'm to cut out because I'm looking at my Wi-Fi signal, it looks a little weak right now. Things have been acting weird today. Just keep hosting the show. I'll be back. Just, you know, do your thing. But yes, let's go ahead and say it. Would you like to say it, or would you like Ski Mask Host is, of course, going to say it. All right, folks. All right, fans, live viewers. Here's the argument we got into, I would say, what, sixth grade, probably, when our cocks were just fucking rock hard solid. Would you rather give it, or would you rather take it as a gay man? My argument was, of course, I would rather take it, because then you're getting raped. Kaiser's argument was he would rather give it. But if you're giving it, you know you're gay. If you're taking it, maybe you're just getting raped. So I want to know what's going on.
But you got the choice to take it. I mean,
yeah, no, but when you're giving it, you're willfully giving it. You know,
chose to take it.
Like, dude, I can't, but what is it? It's 2024, bro. We've been having this argument for 20 years.
I mean, dude, you know, I've never shamed you for being gay, right?
I've never sucked a cock. I've never had balls in or around my mouth ever, you know?
Come on, man. Let's quit lying on the camera like that.
I would never lie. You know, I would never lie. I that's one thing about Ski Mask Collective. Obviously, you don't listen to the show, Kaiser, but... we never lie on the show, but I'm asking the fans, would you rather give cock to another man or take cock from another man? And, you know, we'll let the fans decide. I mean, I know at this point, now that I'm older, I'm wrong. And I've told you that.
Yeah, you did. You did. you admitted.
Yeah. But I mean, just like, I don't know what's worse is getting a dick put in your ass from another man or choosing. Dude,
either way, it's a bad day. All right. It's a bad day.
No, you're completely right. Either way it goes, it sucks. But the argument always was like, in one way you don't have a choice, and one way you do. So I'm trying to see what's going on. The poll, people are saying start a poll. That's pretty good. The puppet, was all butthurt. Yeah, fuck the puppet. The puppet sucks. Puppet can eat my ass. You know, when I was asking for co-hosts, frankly, because my regular co-host, sorry, Kaiser, you're obviously not a professional at this, which is fine. That's why I have you here. My regular professional co-host who works at the Soccer Ball Comedy Store in Stamford, Connecticut, couldn't make it. Not a lot of people are tuning in for what is, you know, you guys love cock or what? Anybody else want the link? Like, somebody take the link. I'm tired of hosting fucking shows. I'm tired of being everybody's bitch for Brennan for not making any fucking money. Now, you guys sit around and just send Brennan thousands and thousands and thousands. For what? For his show to suck cock?
Exactly. Brennan, for what?
You fucking blow. Matter of fact, I have a text message here. Now, Kaiser, you're obviously not part of this world, which is very respectable, because don't come part of this world. It's absolutely terrible. But you get texts like this from guys, you know, who used to be on Saturday Night Live. You'll never be on my show again. You're an alcoholic loser. Even puppets mock you. Be sure to screenshot this and put it on Twitter. I said, fuck that. I put it on a t-shirt right now, available, folks, on SkiMaskCollective.com. Get there now. We have size
by 2X.
Get there now. SkiMaskCollective.com. Get there for the fucking best merch. It's just flying off the shelves. People are just buying it. Your thoughts on the merch? I mean, I know you own some of the merch.
I'm going to pick one up right after the show, dude.
Yeah, dude, pick one up. By the way, hit the like button, you fucking faggots. And get there now, because after 10 minutes, once you're live, you're able to say faggots, in other words, without getting thrown off. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Somebody told me that. Some of the boys, ACDC. This is my coke buddy. What's up? Yo, yo, yo. Let's do some blow. yeah, we'll be doing some blow soon. Let's see what else is going on in the chat. Yeah, whatever. Eggplant Frank was just doing some Australian blow and said he was having a good time. Yeah, no, he does look like Stevie Lou, but I can promise you right now, Kaiser is a way funnier guy. Tell a tent story. I mean, we have stories that go back many, many a year. I mean, there was a time you put a guy in his car and said, if you don't get out of the car, you're dead. And meanwhile, you, myself, and two other fellows were in a tent that was packed to fit 20-something people. And
I just want to know, I just want to know, have you seen a construction vest come off somebody faster than that night?
No, the answer is
without
no.
Context, I know it doesn't make any sense, but I guess
it's fine. That's what the fans want. I mean, the fans know most of the stories except ours, because I always like to have whoever. I mean, we've just done so much crazy shit, at least I have, and a lot of that stuff you've been involved with. So yeah, well, I mean, you ripped your construction vest that we bought at a what you would call a farmer's market. You know, I remember I bought the leather one, and we set up a four-story.
Dude, I knew when you bought that leather one, dude, that you'd rather take it.
Nah, all right, that's pretty good. Somebody clip it, cut it, tweet it, please. But no, I mean, it was just the fact of you. I mean, you ripped it to tears when he started disrespecting you, and then you making him sleep. Either in the car or on the ground while we have a four-person tent and the likes of Derek Terry are there and all of, what? We slept pretty damn good that night. No one
Dude, yeah. And we had plenty of room, too.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We had all the room in the world. Noodles Live, just let me know where to send the link. I'll send you the link. My show might be sinking, but I'm doing something live every day this month. I can get Kevin Brennan on if I want, but he's blowing me. We're not doing puppets, folks. We don't do puppets here. We drink like men and we talk about shit. I mean, how about being in the donut shop? And it's 6 o'clock in the morning and we're all wearing vests. I got the cowboy vest on. A police officer walks in.
Yeah, and there's only one black guy in the whole building.
Yeah. And you and Fagan, of course, Fagan had already showed us his black hole. You were saying at the time, be quiet, be quiet. And I turned around to the police officer and I said, hey, you teeing off in the green anytime soon? He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, are you in town to go golfing? He goes, no, I'm a cop in town. I'm like, yeah, I know, but when are you going golfing next? Just to confuse his mind.
Yes, just a reminder, we were at a donut shop, and he's talking about talking to cops. Morning,
hammered. We were hammered. Dude, do you remember when we tried to go back to the deer lease years later, and we got busted?
No, I don't. Oh, there were some people out there, right?
And maybe you weren't with me. Maybe I tried to go with somebody else. You were there. Obviously, yeah, there was people there.
I don't remember much of it. I don't know.
So what else happened? I still have the old clips of us filming a Saw movie.
Talk about the wagon grind, man. I feel like that's so underrated. It's unbelievable.
All right. I mean, I can show people the wagon grind if they super chat. Super chat me $20 right now. I can show you guys the wagon grind.
Hold it up, dude. It's worth it.
But there's things I say on that YouTube channel that would probably get this channel banned. KB in the house. What's up, Kay? KB, she's a hot chick, big tits. She loves Coke. Loves Coke. Loves the bag. This is Joe Kaiser, a guy I grew up with. How do I give you my email? I mean, I don't know. Maybe send me an email, schematicscollective@gmail.com. We have tons of stories, though, folks. We're telling stories like real men. People want to say I stink. You guys stink. Seriously, you guys really stink. You guys are terrible. I mean, I've been going on Twitter rampage for the past 2 nights talking about the fact that my balls are full of cum and I'm ready to bust on anyone's face. I mean, what the fuck? Yes, yeah, I'm getting raped tonight. It's fine. I'm okay with that. I got a lot going on behind the scenes. I figured I would just have Kaiser here to say, you know, we'd talk about some old stories because, as you all know, I got a lot going on in the background. Fuck.
All right, man. I got a classic.
Go ahead. Please tell a classic.
Man, we're out on this dark black ass pond in this little flat bottom John boat.
Oh shit!
All right,
this
my, my buddy. My buddy Ski Mask.
One of the best stories ever.
My buddy Ski Mask is sitting in the boat behind me. All right,
I was in the front of the boat. You were in the back of the boat.
Whatever floats your boat. Anyways,
not bad. That was a good one for being a first time podcast.
This motherfucker tells me, "Don't freak out. There's a snake in the boat."
Wait a second.
All right, take over. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
No, I'm going to tell you where you're wrong. I looked at you. I said, Joe, don't freak out. There's a snake between your legs. Now, what happened?
Well, the fucking snake
said there was a snake in the boat. I said, there's a snake between your legs.
Well, the fucking snake started coming at me, dude, and I'm jumping around.
No, it didn't. You looked down and you freaked the snake out.
Well, it fucking moved, dude, and I'm fucking right there next to it. So, yeah, it was fucking coming after me, dog. Anyways, we're in a fucking flat-bottom John boat in this black-ass pond, jumping around in a fucking metal boat.
Why is the pond got to be black?
It was fucking creepy, dude.
I mean,
why was the snake black? I don't know. The
snake was black. Now, let's tell the best part of the story. I mean, there's no
well, hold
way.
On, hold on, hold on. I want to paint the visual, dude. I want to paint
go
the
ahead,
visual.
Go ahead. I'm trying to get some fans in here.
Me and you are in the back of the boat. Both of us standing in the back of the boat. The front of the boat sticking up out of the water. Oh, my God, dude.
The whole thing was sticking out of the water. We were afraid to jump in because the water was black.
Exactly.
But the snake's still in there. You were pissing your pants.
Fuck yeah, dude. That thing almost got me.
I know. It was right between your ankles. You thought I was fucking around. You thought I was just dicking around. Let's see here. The funniest part of the story is when we finally made it out and we had to drive back to, you know, obviously land that was safe and call your father. And what did that phone call go like?
Well, I mean, it basically told the story like I just did, and what my dad had to say was in the boat.
Wow Makes me laugh every time. I mean you can't recreate something like that, folks. You call a guy, who's, you know, Joe, Mr. Kaiser here, his dad is a professional fisherman. And when we told him that, yeah, there was a snake in the boat, and we're talking big snake, not between our legs, real snake. And we tell you in the boat. Well, I mean, when we heard that, we never knew that we'd be talking about it in 2024. Right. I mean, motherfucker, it happened in 20 years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years ago was it? Holy fuck, that's crazy.
Out of 10, at least. More than 10.
Well, no, more than 10. I was offshore 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What else is good? The time you tied a cinder block to your ankle and you decided it'd be a great idea to jump in your pool, but the water was so green, and when you didn't come up about a minute and a half in, I said, yeah, maybe I should go see what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think the genius part of it was like I was supposed to blow some bubbles out if I needed help. And
so our idea, you're right. You're right on that part. Our idea was you were going to jump in with cinder block tied to your ankle. So obviously you're going to sink to the bottom. I think the pool was 12 foot deep.
Yep. So,
and I told you, I was like, well, just start blowing bubbles if there's a problem. And there was a problem.
Yeah, fucking blew all my fucking air out trying to get some help.
I don't know what happened to the bubbles midway, but I looked at neck tattoo and I go, neck, there's a lot of bubbles coming up, bub. Like, we should probably get in there and see what's going on. And you were fucking, I mean, you were not only, you know, you were happy we saved your life, but at the same time, you were pissed. I thought when I blew the bubbles, you motherfucker was going to be right there. Stupid.
Dude, I blew the bubbles, dude, and nobody came, dude.
Well, yeah, nobody Nosak got stuck talking to me, and I go, hey, there's some bubbles coming out of the water.
What's up with them bubbles over there, man?
Yeah, hey, Noak, what's going on with the bubble? The bubbles, dude, it's the most ridiculous story. I mean, we have tons of them. I mean, truthfully, and even guys like Chris Mack, one of the big fans, says, "God, fuck it," and that's exactly what we were saying.
I felt at the bottom of the fucking pool with a cinder block.
I know, but
my foot.
Fucking stupid neck tattoo wouldn't shut the fuck up, and so I totally forgot you were down there. We both did. We go, oh shit, didn't you just jump in maybe a minute and a half ago? Oh fuck. Now tell the 5-gallon bucket story. We only got a couple minutes left.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, we used to fill the 5-gallon, well, I mean, not fill it with air, like we put a fucking air compressor in there or something, but
no.
Stick that thing down under the
there was three of us, we would have the air in the top of the 5-gallon bucket when we would hammer the water, put it, and we would stick it underneath the staircase.
Under the ladder.
Under the ladder, and we would swim underneath and see how long we could survive. No wonder we're retarded. No wonder, I mean, you're on Ski Mass Media right now.
Because we were breathing in buckets underwater, dude, for way too long, dude. There was no oxygen left in there.
No, there was nothing left in there. It was just ridiculous. You know, that's why we never made the sports team. That's why we were on C team, and that's why we were skateboarders, because we didn't give a shit. We're just like, fuck it, who cares? I mean, guys like Neck, who knows what's going on with him? Guys like Butler, he popped out a couple kids. I mean, what's going on with Butler? I haven't talked to him in a while.
You know, me neither,
I'm doxing everyone tonight. I don't care. That's fine. So stupid. In the boat. Wow.
Well,
Adam, call this episode In the Boat. Wow, please. Thank you. Adam's my producer. Dude, do you remember when we were at Lake Tyler and I caught that 4-pounder on the Cinco?
No, dude. I think you just made that up.
No, come on.
You know what? I'll give you this, man. I used to catch most of the fish, but somehow you always caught the biggest one.
You know what? You're right. You did catch you did catch more fish always for some reason, but I would always catch the lunker. And you'd be like, how the fuck you catch that?
Yeah, it pissed me off, dude.
Remember when we were standing on the fucking at the Black Lake, the same thing the snake happened at.
Yeah, at that dock.
And we're singing Jamie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. And then all of a sudden it's Jamie's Got a Fish. Holy shit, we finally got one. And dude, do you remember when those wild boars came up behind us?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we chased a whole herd of them down on the gator.
We were on a gator. Yeah, we definitely chased those boys down. Just trying to get something to eat, you know, cut a piece of bacon. Eggplant Frank, he's been on a roll. He says, I love cock. The bigger and blacker, the better. All right, that's fine, Eggplant. Listen, I understand you love black cock. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. it is the go-to porn to watch, just watching these dumb white whores get railed by black cocks. Hilarious. It's almost comical at this point. What else are you gonna do? You know, dude, you remember when you caught me saying that you were adopted?
No, dude, I do not remember this. Enlighten me.
So you were in the top case, your room.
Yeah.
And I was sitting outside. I think I was sitting with Fagan or Nosak. Can't remember which one. But I was saying, yo, dude, sometimes I think that Kaiser might be adopted. And you were listening the whole time, and you just yelled out the window. You go, yo, if I was adopted, would my cock be as big as my dad's? And I was like, you know what? You got a pretty fucking damn good point. So stupid. Ridiculous.
That was a badass room, though.
And the room was cool, but I mean, how are you going to play rock and roll up there, you know?
It just happens, man.
So, yeah, if somebody super chats $20, I'll show the Wagon Grind video. But if you don't super chat, then the Wagon Grind video will stay forever where it is, and it's always available.
Come on, super chat. You want to see it?
Yeah, I mean,
trust me, you want to see it.
Yeah, you do. You guys, you do want to see the super Wagon Grind. Yeah, I'm hammered. I just rolled out of bed. I was talking to my friend Kaiser here. I go, I promised the fans that I would go live every day. And that's exactly what I intend to do.
Pretty big promise, man, but it sounds like you're delivering.
I'm definitely delivering. It's not the only thing I'll be delivering. Anybody want to see a picture of my cock? Of course, send $100 to Ski Mask Host on Venmo. I'll send you a picture of my penis. And if you want full bred blue veiner, that'll be $200.
I heard Ski Mask is starting OnlyFans. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, I have a Grindr account, and you know,
of course you do.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what the gays are doing. You know, just want to see what's up. Just want to see what's going on out there.
Yeah, dude, I get it. I get it.
You know, it's not, I'm
knowledge
not
is power, here. Right?
No. I can't do a show with my real friends because, I mean, I can't stop laughing. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. It's so silly. Yeah, you know what? What is going on with Do you have Nosak's new number?
Probably.
Because I haven't talked to him in a while. We should get Neck on here. People have been asking about Neck. Oh, shit. Wow. I'm so scared that puppets are ablazing me on their own shows. Listen, we don't do puppets. We're not fake here. We talk cock. We talk ass. We talk throwing bitches' legs up. And we talk catching fish, truthfully. And it is the weekend. So, you know what? Let's pour up. If you guys want to hop on the show and tell me otherwise, go ahead. You're more than welcome. Send me email. One guy earlier in the chat said he sent me email. I don't see no email. Are we gambling or are we fucking around? What's going on? See, Kaiser, you'll get better at that. Like when I was taking a sip there, you should have been overtaking the show.
Sure.
No, I could put you in the host seat. You want to see what it feels like to be in the host seat?
No.
Oh wow, it feels so nice to be here on your show, Kaiser. I mean, I see you've been killing it with comedy specials lately.
Yeah, how are you feeling tonight, man? You look like shit. And
well, I mean, how can you say that? Obviously I just got my eyebrows done. You know, I feel like I look pretty damn good.
Yeah, you do, man. I'll give you that. You do look pretty damn good.
Okay. So what else?
What's new? What's new in your life? What do you got going on?
What do I have going on? I took off work the last 2 days because I was worried about a friend of mine, which I won't go into. Got some new merch.
Yeah. Plug it. Where can we get it? Where can we get it?
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me, Kaiser? You want to see what I have going on right now?
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is what I'm talking about.
All right, folks. You guys know what time it is. All the fans know what time it is. Go ahead, tune out. If you've seen this 1,000 times, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Mongo! Mongo shirts available everywhere at CMSCollective.com, folks. We only cater to size 2X, because if you have to order a 3X, you're a fat fuck and lose weight, then you can order the 2X. That's it. Of course, Kate Mini loves Coke and Cock. Frankly, but she loves Coke. Don't get me wrong when it comes to that. Go work out. This is the Ski Mask Collective gym bag. SkiMaskCollective.com. Get the gym bag, folks. You can put fishing lures in there. I mean, you can do whatever you want with this gym bag, folks. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of new stuff. Ski Mask Collective fanny packs, folks. We got Chad's Judge. That's right. But listen, I'm on Chad's side, please. I'm thinking about taking this t-shirt down. Of course, we got Big Peace t-shirts available. Just talk. Just talk. Simple as that. Talk.
Personal favorite.
I had a seizure in this t-shirt in the Houston Hobby Airport. Don't ask me. And don't believe me. Ask my girlfriend. Ski Mask Collective hats. Ski Mask Collective constant being released, folks. I mean, what's going on? Beanies, but that's for next year, right? Isn't it springtime? What is this? Something else. And of course, the text message is from Kevin Brennan. He told me not to tweet, but of course, I put it on a t-shirt immediately because I'm just that much of an asshole. And I don't care. I really don't care at this point. I mean, what's going to make me care, folks? I mean, come on. Why should I care? For what? You guys are giving him thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I go on his show, right? I go on his show 2 days ago, and he calls me the clown. But then I get DMs, I get tweets, I get even Facebook messages that say I am the best. Anytime the Ski Mask host, at Ski Mask host, is on Kevin Brennan's show, that's Misery Loves Company. It's something different. So, what is it? You know, I'm just trying to get down the nitty gritty, really. Is he a pussy? Does he love cock? I mean, why would someone who's hilarious on his show not want them back on the show? Is he afraid that I'm stealing the limelight? I mean, I get it. Every time I'm on a show, he makes more money. But then, you know, he can't make money himself. You know, it's just, I'm very confused, I guess would be the best way to put it. Kaiser, as an outsider, your thoughts?
This is what I have to say, buddy. All right, where's the cash?
All right, where's the cash? Let's see where the cash is. We were doing bad.
Where is the cash? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, we already gave these fucking fags 30 minutes. We don't have to do more. Any more?
Do we got an answer? Did the fans decide?
Dude, none of the fans said anything. Is it gayer to take it or is it gayer to give it? I mean, somebody please give us what's going on. Twitter's blowing up on them. Look at the tweets. See what's happening. Yeah, I got a bunch of clowns there. Who cares? It's Friday night, though. I mean, what you guys didn't want to do nothing last night. You guys didn't want to do nothing the night before. I'll call Brennan. Oh, well, you'll never be on my show again. Fuck off, Brennan. I'll be on your show 1,000 times again. I mean, how many times have you told guys that they would be on your show again, Brennan? Brennan, seriously, suck my dick and balls. I mean, I'm tired of fucking with you. But just the fact that I'm funnier on your show and your show has sucked big, big, big black cock the last 2 days, and you're mad about that, it says wonders. So we'll see what's going on. This guy says, wow, drinking alone again. Yeah, a lot of the fans are worried about my mental health. That's fine.
Ski mask, I got some stuff going on, man. I got to hop off here.
Oh, you do? All right, go ahead, hop off. I'll finish it up. I'll wrap it up. I'll give you a phone call when I get done.
It's always a pleasure, man.
I love you, and I'll talk to you here in a couple of minutes if I don't get any fucking super chats for what's going on out there.
Super chat, dude. I'm telling y'all. Y'all want to see that wagon grind.
Yeah, you got. If you guys don't want to see the wagon grind. Oh, wait. Hudson's here. No, stay for a minute. Hudson, you want the link? I said Jake Hudson the link. You got to meet Jake Hudson, Kaiser. You guys are two in the same. Yeah, where are you going anyway?
I got some plans with the lady, man.
Yeah, what? Reservations?
Oh, maybe.
It's 7:30 where you are.
Yeah.
All right, host the show while I send Hudson the link. You got to see Hudson. Hudson's fantastic.
All right.
You can slowly bounce when Hudson's on. This is how you podcast. I'm trying to teach you how to podcast, but next time you're on.
All I got to say is super chat, ski mask. Get the wagon grind on here.
Yeah, I'm not sharing screen for wagon grind. If Hudson, I sent you the link. I'm not sharing the screen for wagon grind unless I get $20 at least. I mean, I don't know why you guys are blowing. Yeah, bring it on. Let's go. Hudson, link should be in your Twitter, and that's not the only thing in your Twitter. This is what I say to every male friend that I meet.
And for all. Let's take a look at this piece.
Let's take a look at this piece, folks. You know, see what size the cock really is. I knew that would make you laugh. It's just so stupid and ridiculous. It's like, you know, anybody can grab a microphone, start a channel, and have fun with it. But I was the first to do it, and I'll be the last to do it. What did Hudson say? Hudson, I sent you the link. What's going on? Get in here.
Come on, Hudson. Let's go.
Yo, come on. Hudson, who loves porn. Stancho, my original co-host and still my co-host to this day, the only guy who's never left me, says, good to see you and Stevie Lou casting again. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that you look like Stevie Lou, but you do. I hate to say it. You're tall, but I've seen your cock and I've seen Stevie Lou's cock. I have to say Stevie Lou's taller than you, but you definitely have a longer member than Stevie Lou has. Dude,
appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, you pulled your dick. I sent the link on Twitter, Jake Hudson. Come on. It's not that difficult. Just go on Twitter and click the fucking link. You got to meet this dude. Yeah. So stupid. Then he's asking me for the link. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Hold on. One sec, Hudson. I see what happened. All right. I sent it. Just sent it. All right. Just sent it. Yeah. A lot of people saying you look like you, which you do. You do look like Stevie Lou, but you definitely have a bigger penis, which is fine. All right, Hudson's here. We'll give Hudson a good solid 10. Now, Hudson, your thoughts on the latest happenings in MLC? And,
I thought it was Stevie Lou. I thought that was Stevie Lou.
It's not. It's Stevie Lou.
Hey, what do you think about Tukey stealing the ski mask?
Stealing what?
That green Muppet is stealing your gimmick.
What's my gimmick?
The pink ski mask.
Yeah, the one I've been doing for 4 years at this point. How was that a gimmick?
Because here's the thing. Do you know that? By the way, happy 200 shows. Almost 250 shows.
Thank you.
But the thing is, it's like, but I want to say this. It's like, I was like, what the fuck is Ray doing now?
Why are you talking about Ray when you were just talking about Tukey?
No, because Ray did that ghost roast. he was roasting Stuttering John Melendez, and he's not there.
Which is, you know, the most retarded prospect I've ever heard. Now you want to clearly roast me about having real funny guys who look like Stevie Lou on my show.
I'm not complaining.
Then what are you complaining about? I mean, I'm looking at your tweets all the time. I mean, I see you getting some heat. You know, you love the whores. What's your issue? Because you've always been on my team.
Hey, by the way, let me tell you something.
By the way, yes.
People need to stop bringing up that I have friends that are in the adult film industry.
Yeah, they love cock.
Yeah.
Hudson, am I wrong? I mean, the friends that you think you have love big cock.
Yeah, by the way, I do. By the way, did you see that I made a remix of Husey saying that he loves chicken cock?
Well, no, I mean, Husey deserves to get back on my show. I think Husey's the same amount of an alcoholic as I am. That's why he's been distant on shows lately, Hudson. Now, yeah. I noticed that you have been on, you did Opie's show recently. What was happening with you and Opie's relationship?
It was a few months ago. Last time I
No, I'm show. Not talking months. I thought you just went a couple weeks ago on Opie's show.
No, I was not on his show. Here's the thing. He's not done shows lately. He's not done his regular.
He does it every morning. He knows he goes live from New York City in his penthouse, and then he goes out to the Hamptons.
He also does the beer garden.
On Tuesdays.
And Thursdays. He's starting Thursdays.
Oh, I guess he's drinking on Thursdays, too. That's fine.
Yeah, but the thing is, and by the way,
Jim by the way, Stancil, how big is your cock?
10 inches.
10?
And no, I'm not showing it.
Please, come on. Send me a picture of penis.
Dude. Every time, by the way, that is something that I don't.
I got a split, like, guys.
All right
later, Stevie. Stevie, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you soon, Stevie Lou.
But hey, did you know that Stevie Lou paid me $15.69 to do his show?
That's hilarious. I know you messaged me that. I obviously didn't message back because I have hashtag real job.
I thought you would be mad that I did Stevie's show.
No, dude, there's nothing you could do to make me mad. I mean, I don't get angry at anything, really. It's all about trying to be funny, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing, it's to the point where people are, you know, I love that you don't get, I know you don't give a fuck about anything.
I don't care about shit. I don't care about dying. I don't care about, you know, who's fucking who, you know, all that stuff. So the fact that you apologized to me, I was kind of like, oh.
I thought I made you mad. I thought I made you mad because here's the thing, because you gave me an opportunity to come on your show. You gave me an opportunity. You, Stevie, and Jim Stancil gave me an opportunity, and when I thought you guys were in the outs, and I'm like,
well, there's no such thing as the outs. I mean, all these guys, you know, you look at these puppets, these vegetables, these clowns who want to snipe stream shows. We're just trying to prove a point how to do real shows where you basically just talk into a microphone and are able to create constant content. And that's it. Be funny. It's called being funny. You know, these guys who are sniping shows aren't being funny. They're making fun of someone else. That's it. So all of that's gay, and all those guys have small cocks. And if they don't, if they believe they have big pieces, they'll send me pictures. You know, what's wrong with that?
I want to say that I love that, you know, I love that you guys have always, you've always been always genuine to people. And sometimes, and that's the thing. When you're telling people that you're basically, I've watched the Sad Chad show. You guys did that. Tookie didn't do it.
Right. I mean, when we did Sad Chad, the thing was at the time that Chad was acting like an asshole. I started that show because he was, you know, saying some dumb remarks to my lady friend. And I said, leave the ladies out of it. So then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start a show all about him. And I'll tell you what. Chad's been killing it lately. I don't know how many fucking times I have to say it over and over again. I'd love to have Chad back on my show. I'd love to do a one-on-one sit down with Chad. I'll do it any fucking day of the week except Sunday. Any day, Chad, come on the show. We'll talk. But he'll say, oh, you know, that ski mask guy, he really fucked me over. I never did. It was Chad just being, you know, being silly. But Chad's been great on MLC lately. Whenever people are watching MLC,
here, can I tell you something? He basically what happened was, the reason why I didn't like Chad and Kevin, I was only watching MLCs because of Bob. And the day that Bob had to go and do Libyland, and I went on there, I was basically wanted to fuck with Chad. That is something that, you know, I've learned from the best. You have to make sure when you're fucking with someone, you got to keep them on your toes.
Well, here's the thing, man. It's when Chad tries too hard, he stinks. He stinks on ice. And we all know that at this point. And I mean, if you don't know that, then you're a fucking fool. When Chad is just relaxed and just goes on shows and just gives out the one-liners and the roast where he should give them, Chad's funny. Sorry, but I'm a channel right now.
Yeah,
I'm on Chad's side, and I welcome Chad to my program anytime he wants. You know, there have been times in the past where we actually flew men down there to fight Chad, and good, you know, thank God that didn't happen. And you know, now Chad is welcome on my program anytime he wants. I know he'll blow it off as long as he possibly can until, of course, we're going to be bigger than Rogan, Stanislaw, and myself. I mean, we are, we're going to be the biggest podcast out there.
Mr. Ski Mask?
Yes.
Mr. Ski Mask? I don't know what to call you. Mr. Ski Mask or...
It's just Ski Mask host. It's fine.
I just want to tell you, what do you think about Steel Toe using Ricada's green screen on Wednesday? So they
I don't watch it. Steel Toe. The only clips I watch of Steel Toe is when his wife's dancing like a loony bin, and I'm thinking about putting my cock in her ass. That's the only clips I watch. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. She, like I said before, and I'll say this again, Ski Mask, I've been a fan of them since the Twitch days. And during the radio days, April wasn't even part of the radio days.
Right, he had to bring her in because she's hot. That's it. You know, it's the same thing. You know.
She quit her job. She quit her job just to.
Some of the people want you to.
Sometimes I don't walk because I do walk. But the reason why I'm laying down is because I got a problem with the circulation in my legs.
What about the circulation in her cock?
I'm not blowing on a dildo. I have issues with my breathing.
Why are you reading my comments? You're doing a totally Ray DeVito moment right here.
Sorry, I'm just.
That's what Ray does when he goes on shows and he's bombing. He starts reading the show's comments.
Hey, I'm not even gonna charge you for coming. I really don't.
You cut out for a second. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm doing this show for free.
I'm not paying you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What did I pay you for?
I mean, we haven't made any money doing this show. I promise my fans and my viewers. that I would go live every day in the month of March, and so I had to do something.
The reason why I'm saying that is because people think if Stevie
Who's
pays
people,
him,
Jake? Who's people, Jake?
Some of your fans are
name,
stupid enough.
Name,
to
name.
Think,
show me their 1099s. Let's go.
Number one, Gil Bravo.
Well, I'll say something about Gil. Gil is a fat Mexican that lives in New York City. And me and Gil have had a lot of differences in the past. But one thing I love about Gil Bravo is he always gives credit where credit's due. Now, listen, he's an OG. What?
Mr. Blue Sky is here.
I don't. Why are you reading my chat? You're not my co-host right now. You're doing a show with me.
By the way,
what?
I'm not going to read that.
Send the link to one of those whores you're always tweeting about.
Hey.
Love you too, Gil.
Stevie Lou basically. Dude,
Stevie
I don't know
who?
How you, Stevie Lou who? That fucking moron that thinks that he's God's gift to women.
Yeah, the one who's tall, but he doesn't have a big piece.
Hey, by the way, I don't know how you did shows with him.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you know, I'm very, very good friends with Stevie Lou, and I think he has the same problem some of these other guys have, where they're not funny on podcasts. They don't know how to talk to people on a podcast. And, you know, but in real life, like, say, I was to hang this show up now and Stevie Lou was a knock on my door, I'd open the door, I'd invite him in, and we'd cook some burgers and have a good time. But on a podcast, yeah, Stevie Lou blows big cock. I mean, fat cock, the biggest you could imagine, Mandingo style.
I just tweeted out the stream.
Thank you. Send somebody the link. We get his, you know what? It is Friday night. We got 69 viewers, which is funny.
By the way, BYB is live.
Oh, all right. I'll call Quad right now. I got his phone number. We can talk on the phone sometimes.
BYB, you know, he's doing BYB right now.
Who?
Why don't we stream snipe BYB?
I don't stream snipe. Stream sniping is gay. We could do our own content. We could do something else that's funny. You know what's funny? Why don't you take your headboard off and try to stick it in your ass? Or, you know, do something funny. You know, I don't know what to say.
Hey, I got an idea. A lot of people are doing the ski mask gimmick now. But you're the original ski mask.
Yeah, the ski mask host has been here. I am the original ski mask. I always will be until the day I die. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, people are copying me because they know I'm funny. They might be getting more viewers. They might be getting more payage. That's fine. I don't give a fuck about the pay. We never have. We've never given a shit about the pay. But, you know, if they want to steal my bit, that's okay, but you could talk to Brennan and you could eat Brennan's ass and ask him while you're eating his ass, who's the original ski mask, and he'll tell you.
By the way, I just checked over there on BYB. There's only three people on the show right now. It's Derek, Lemmy, and Bobby Nick.
Well, tell them to hop over here. What are they doing? Hold on, I got to fix my chair. I've been sitting in this fucking chair too long.
Yeah.
I'll call Derek. Hold on. Give me a second.
By the way, I got porn bombed today. My first stream got porn bombed.
I got porn bombed on like my 25th show. I got banned on YouTube. It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
All right. I'll call Quad right now. I'm going to call Quad. See if they want to do what they call a simulcast, which I'm fine with. Snipe stream. He's gay. It's totally gay.
I have Bobby Nick's number.
No, I have Quad's number. We talk all the time. We call him. If you could just, I mean, I hate it when I have guests on and they don't know how to run a show when I'm looking through a phone or something.
All right. I'm just like, what's up, guys? How's everybody? Hit the like button, you freaking cowards. Hit the like button. I know.
All right, Concord. See what's going on. I know he's doing the show. I forgot he did the Friday night show. That's fine.
Go for quad.
Go for quad. Hey, is there any way we can mash shows, or should I just hang my show up and join yours?
You hang yours up, join mine, and if you want to stream off of my channel to yours, that would be just fine with me.
All right, how do I do that? Let's figure that out.
When you come into the StreamYard, you'll see a thing at the top right that says stream.
Stream to your yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right.
Pop on over if you want to, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Send me the link on Twitter, please.
All right, man.
All right,
later.
All right. All right, so then I'm going to wrap up my show, and I'm going to hop over there for a little bit, see what's going on, talk some shit, talk some trash.
You can find me on Twitter at Hudson Jake. Find me on Patreon at Hudson World at patreon.com/Hudson World Order. And you can find me zipping around the Dabbleverse streams. And you can also find me in Steam Ass's butthole. I'm kidding.
Woo! Love you, Jake. Thanks for coming on, pal. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
And that's how you do it. I mean, really. I'm laying in my hashtag king size bed. And big bed, by the way, folks, is very comfortable. And I have to roll out because I frankly forgot that I remembered I told AutoFans that I was going to go live every day in the month of March. And so I had to roll out, sit down, and just do something simple. Why not? I sit in the chair. I put a microphone in my hand, and I sit here and talk. Not talking about other shows, no puppets, definitely no puppets. And Gil Bravo, come on, please get on my show. I'll talk to you all day. You know, you have my phone number, Gil. That's it. It's easy. It's what makes us annoyed as, oh, geez. Like the fact that Kevin bombarded and called us, oh, geez, that's... I don't know how to feel about that. So anyways, go over to BYB podcast. I'm about to pop over there for a little bit. We'll see what's going on with Mr. Quad. And I hear there might be a little Lemmy over there. Thank you guys. Tune in. We'll be live tomorrow and live every day in the month of March.